the great and powerful Oz.
Welcome to Movie Picks with Alice Reese.
It's the 8th of November now across Northeast Texas. I almost said October. It's not October anymore. Halloween has passed. It is now Turkey Month across Northeast Texas, and it is a great month. It feels great outside. Cooler temperatures. We do have warmer temperatures on the way for next week, but it's still nice to have some cool temperatures outside just for a little while. Again, it is Friday, and that means it's time for Movie Picks with Alice Reese. We do have Alice on the line. She's the movie reviewer for the Greenville and the Rockwall Herald Banner, and she takes time out of her Friday mornings bringing us a movie review here on KETR. Good morning, Alice.
Good morning, Daniel.
We've got some movies to talk about. We've got About Time, Dallas Buyers Club, and Diana. Let's start with About Time.
This is by Richard Curtis, and he's most probably known for Four Weddings and a Funeral and Notting Hill, which he wrote. Then he got into directing, and he then did Love Actually and one of my favorites, Pirate Radio, as a director and writer. Now he has another one of his signature romantic comedies, but this one has a twist. It's got a slight little bit of sci-fi in it. It takes place in modern-day England, and Tim Lake, he's played by Donald Gleason, who is the son of Brendan Gleason, very famous actor. He learns from his father, who is played by Bill Nye, that all the men in their family have the ability to travel through time. It's not really, you can't go back and change history, but you can put yourself and make like do-overs. Something didn't go quite right, so you can try again. And he's a very awkward, sweet-natured guy, this Tim, but and he's never had any luck with the opposite sex, but he meets this beautiful American girl, Mary, played by Rachel McAdams, and because of his do-over qualities, he gets to finally make her be his girlfriend. And so anyway, this is a quirky romantic comedy. It's very funny, and some real laugh-out-loud moments, and then some real tender stuff, too. And Bill Nye, he's just, I don't know what to say, he's my favorite. I liked him in anything. And, oh, by the way, this Gleason, Donald Gleason was the Bill Weasley in the Harry Potter series, so people might know him from that. Anyway, it's a little bit sentimental, but it's always a fun, feel-good movie, and I think that it should do quite well as a date flick.
Well, this next movie we're going to talk about is starring, I believe, Texas' own Matthew McConaughey. It's called Dallas Buyers Club.
Yes, it's called the Dallas Buyers Club, and unfortunately they filmed it in New Orleans, which is too bad. But it's based on a true story that happened in 1985 when this young man, 35-year-old, rodeo rider and electrician, he was a bull rider, a very macho kind of guy. He is diagnosed as HIV positive, and he's somewhat of a homophobe, so this is a very big surprise to him, and he is actually given 30 days to live. Well, he's not exactly the kind of person who takes this death sentence easily, and as sick and as he is, he manages to illegally purchase AZT, which was the only drug they had at the time. He finds out, he actually becomes, through this process, he ends up saving his own life and getting drugs and medication for himself through various things, mainly through going to Mexico and a treatment there by a doctor who has lost his license to practice in the U.S. And he puts him on a treatment regimen, and then he starts to import all of these drugs, which have not been given the FDA approval, and therefore he starts the Dallas Buyers Club. He purchases a membership because you're not allowed to sell drugs, so he sells a membership, and then he gives them the drug. Anyway, this is the big famous weight loss thing of McConaughey. He lost over 40 pounds. And it really fits the arc of the film for him to look this bad because it makes this Woodruff be totally believable. And also in the cast is Jared Leto as his transgender guy named Rayon, who becomes the business partner. And the only false note in the film, I thought, was Jennifer Garner, who plays Dr. Eve Sachs, and she just seems miscast and totally wrong for the part. But it's an incredible true story, and people who knew this man say they got the facts right.
I think it's, I mean, it seems like a really good movie. I think it's kind of funny that Matthew McConaughey is an electrician, and he's also the spokesperson for Reliant Energy. So I think that's kind of funny. Moving on, we've got a little bit of time left. Let's talk about Diana.
This is a little bit like a Lifetime movie. It hasn't been getting very good reviews overall because of the way it looks and the way they tell the story, and it's uneven pacing. But I found it fascinating. And Naomi Watts, who I think she does a decent job, she's Oscar-nominated actress, playing Diana. She is presented as more human than we've ever had a chance, I think, to know about her. And she's playing opposite Naveen Andrew, who is her Pakistani heart surgeon, true love, according to this, and according to a book called Diana, Her Last Love, which this is based on. And I always thought that this Dodi Fayed, who she died with, was her, you know, longtime romantic interest, but he wasn't. It's this other guy. And this kind of puts forward the idea that she was going out with this Dodi to make the other fella jealous. So anyway, it's very interesting, and I think it does humanize Princess Diana.
It looks like a very interesting movie, and all of these do as well. If you're just tuning in, we've talked about Time, Dallas Buyers Club, and Diana here on Movie Picks with Alice Reese. Now, Miss Alice, if you had to choose between these three movies for people to go see, which would it be?
The Dallas Buyers Club.
The Dallas Buyers Club. All right. You heard it right here. Alice would go see the Dallas Buyers Club. So if you're going to go see a movie tomorrow or any time in the next few weeks, her choice would be to go see the Dallas Buyers Club. But you have many options, including, again, these three movies, About Time, Dallas Buyers Club, and Diana. Alice, we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, thank you.
You can hear Alice live every Friday morning during Morning Edition at 7:20, or you can hear her archived episodes right here on KETR.org.